This is the EWN Radio Network.
To also know that sound is food for your nervous system, and like the food that we eat, there is junk sound, there is good sound, and there is super sound.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome to this special series we're featuring here on Life Interrupted Radio, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. The NIH estimates nearly 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder. To put that in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. You'll be as surprised as I was to find out what autoimmune entails. I brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted. So let's get started. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. As Wayne said, I'm your host for tonight. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. First, what are you doing this weekend? I know, it's my weekend too. I'm so excited. I'm really looking forward to this weekend. If you follow the show for a while, you know I'm a fan of farmers markets, and I'm down in Florida this weekend, and they've got a farmers market down here, so I'm excited to find out about that. I'll let you know next week what it's like, and I'm here with my white jasmine tea. Just if you haven't listened in before, I'm not a medical professional. I'm not a doctor. I'm actually a patient. I have autoimmune disease, and I am just know out there that there are the answers for us, those of us that are looking for the right answers to help us to live our life the fullest to the extent to heal and to thrive. And as always, I love to bring you interesting concept, interesting ways of looking at wellness. And tonight, we're going to talk about using sound. Now, I know that sounds kind of interesting, doesn't it? So we decided to call tonight's show Chaos to Calm, Using Sound to Enhance Healing. And tonight's guest is a wonderful woman that was introduced to me, and I just love it when people out there know about the show and say, you gotta talk to so-and-so. And that's this person, Sharon Karn. I was told by a couple of friends, and in fact, a couple of people that have been on my show before, you gotta talk to Sharon Karn, because she is an author, speaker, musician, recording artist, a sound healer, and consultant. Now, I had to ask her, and we'll have her just define what is a sound healer, but you'll be amazed when you find out what she knows and how sound really affects us. She has been a faculty member of the Conservatory of the Mount Royal University of Calgary, Alberta since 1988, and is the founder of Sound Wellness, whose programs are the forefront of education on how sound and music can be easily applied in your everyday life to reduce stress, help you concentrate, energize you, support your health, and inspire you. She is the author of Listen from the Inside Out and has produced and recorded several CDs, solos and with others. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to have her here because I'm always amazed at how sound affects me, whether it's what I call good sound or bad sound. Sometimes I go into stores and I just can't, the sound is either too loud or whatever, and I just have to flee, yet other people seem to be milling about and just fine. So we're going to find out all sorts of things about that today from Sharon. So let's get started. Welcome to the show, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, me too. I just love it when people listen to the show and they said, you got to speak to so-and-so. And that was you, Sharon. It was, you got to speak to Sharon Karr, and she's perfect for your show. And I love that because, you know, we can't know everybody. So out there, if you got the perfect guest or you are the perfect guest, send me a quick email and we'll talk and see about getting you on. But anyway, let's get back to the show. So I have a quick question. A sound healer. And as I just said in the introduction, I know just my own internal, when I go into certain places, sometimes I love the sound and I'm calm and relaxed, and other times it's driving me crazy, yet other people seem fine. So let's talk about, what is a sound healer and why does that happen to us?
Oh, those, well, it's a bit, they're big questions, Sharon. But first of all, a sound healer. It's kind of a funny thing to call yourself, but a sound has been one of our first healers for millennia and millennia and millennia. Two flutes have been found in Europe that are actually believed to predate our use of language. So we had music as a human family before we could speak to each other with words. Sound was our first healer. And throughout generations and millennia, sound has been passed down from one person to another as far as ancient traditions in how sound helps you heal. And there are many different traditions from all over the world that have been passed down in this way. And as far as the sound healing that I was trained in, I was trained by two of the pioneers in America, Jonathan Goldman and Tom Kenyon. They do sound healing training. And they have very different perspectives and trainings on how to use sound to heal. In a nutshell, what it might be is how to use sound and vibration in order to stimulate the natural healing response of the body.
Huh.
There are a myriad different ways, and how wonderful in the 20th century that science has been catching up with this millennia-old practice of using sound to stimulate healing. That there's a whole new area of sound and technology, including sound being used in the medical community. I'm sure you're familiar with ultrasound. And there's lithotripsy, which is a blast of sound like laser to break up bladder stones. There's all kinds of ways that sound is being used in ancient ways and in modern ways to stimulate healing. And there's a variety of reasons why it does that. So, which leads us to the second question.
I would just want to point back on a thing a Buddhist teacher taught me years ago. He always called sound touch from a distance. I like that. It was weird. You could almost feel it when he said, you know, oh, sound, when you hear your friend's voice or your lover's voice or whatever, it's just like a touch from a distance. And I always was impressed by that. So my question is, it can touch us in so many ways. I know I can think of a couple of coffee shops I walk in and people are they're working and just having no problem, and I'm just ready to flee. So what is that about sound and how it affects us, and it affects each of us so differently?
That is part of the answer. What you're saying is that we're all wired to respond to sound, Sharon. And the interesting thing is we're all wired differently. It's fascinating when you get right down to cell biology and how substances get into the cell. And this is research that comes from, psychoneuroimmunology. A lot of the research is how the receptors on the cell walls allow substances to get into the cell, because these receptors are very specific, but they're essential in order to send in substances to the cells that helps to heal. But there are also damaging substances that create illness that also get into the cells. And that's been found, some of these receptors will accept sound.
Oh, like a doorbell.
Like a doorbell.
How weird.
I never thought of it that way. Absolutely. And there are places in the body where there are larger collections of these receptors. One of them is on one of these larger areas is on the front of the body. So when you walk into a restaurant or a store and all of a sudden you're blasted with sound, there's those receptors are taking the sound right into your cells. Sound goes through you. That's only one of the ways that sound gets into your cells. There are many ways sound goes through you. It's a physical energy. And as it goes through you, it's pushing against all your atoms and molecules and sending them all into a state of vibration, in addition to the receptor part that gets the sound into your cell.
Oh, wow. Now, I didn't think of it that way, but I'm thinking back to my teen years when I used to turn the bass up so loud. It was, you know, I kind of liked the feeling of it going through me. But my goodness, I was probably disrupting all sorts of internal mechanisms and responses going on by just enjoying the deep rock music I grew up with at such an intense bass level.
Not necessarily, Sharon, because what you're mentioning is one of the two main principles in how sound affects you. This goes back to quite a few decades in the research. One of the principles is that low-frequency sounds help to discharge excess nervous energy from the nervous system, which includes stress and some of those symptoms of stress. And many people do this automatically. They get really upset, have a really tough day at work, and they go through the music, their music collection, or they turn on the radio and they turn up the bass. There's a really good reason, because it helps to discharge some of the effects of the stress hormones in the body. Those things we do naturally without thinking about it, and they some of them actually have a lot of beneficial effects. And always there's your own personal history with sound too, which is a part of that whole equation of walking into the store.
Well, I'm glad you bring up personal history, because it explains so much to me why my mom likes music from her early years or her teen years generation, and I like music from my teen generation. I'm thinking how, because I'm always going, well, of the music today, I'm like, I just don't get it. But the young people do get it. I find that fascinating, how we can carry these stories of music or these stories of what appropriate music is for us, it seems like, through our lifetime.
Oh, that's so fascinating. I remember doing some research when I was at university and researching music history and the ancient Greeks. And I found a comment, and I can't remember what book it's in, darn it. But
I hate that when that happens.
I found a comment from one of the ancient Greek philosophers. Like, this is like 3,000 or 4,000 years ago, Sharon, saying, oh my God, we cannot stand the music of the young. So it's not like it's a new problem. So
that's good to know.
It's so funny.
Because I was sitting in the car yesterday as just waiting for a friend as I quickly ran in to do something at the store. And next to me pulls up this car and it's just beating so loud. I like bass, as I said before, but to me this, I didn't understand the music, and the bass was a kind of an annoying bass. And I was like, Sharon, but you like bass. What's going on? Why is this affecting you the way it's affecting you? But by the time my friend got back and we continued on our journey, I was somewhat annoyed. It was funny how quickly it affected me.
Yes, and it's as quick as a microsecond with the release of stress hormones. Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. So what are some ways as a sound healer that if we do have autoimmune, which stress is usually can exacerbate any conditions that we have with autoimmune conditions, but beyond stress, let's talk about stress, but I also want to go beyond stress, ways that we can use sound to help us continue on our healing path?
That's a wonderful question. And what I usually do, Sharon, when I talk about how sound heals is I love to kind of divide everything into three categories, because when people think of sound as healing, most often I've found that they go to meditation and meditative music. And that to me is one category, because there's a great deal of research in many different areas of meditation and quiet music that helps to stimulate that natural healing response and reduce stress hormones. There's a very fine balance there in the nervous system. So the recorded music is one of the categories. Another whole category is sound tools. And some of these are ancient and some of them are modern. And I love to use a combination of these and share a combination of these. Some of them are singing Tibetan bowls and singing crystal bowls and tuning forks. Tuning forks are fascinating. The Tibetan bowls too. For me personally, I have some arthritis in my hands and in my lower back and my hip. And if I'm getting some pain that's coming up for me, I'll lie down and put the Tibetan bowl right on my back and tap the daylights out of the bowl sometimes. And I have a really big one that sits quite heavily and is quite stable on the back. And I have a small one with a flatter back that's not too bad on the back. And after about a minute or two, the pain is gone.
Wow.
And I found similar results with the singing crystal bowls, that there's a property in the way the sound travels through the body. Because remember, it has to push against molecules and atoms as it moves. So as it's doing that, then it's that when the vibration stops, the movement in the atoms of the body stops. And it's like they let go of the memory of pain and return to the natural ability of the body to be well, because the body naturally is well. And so when it seems to be one of the results of how these bowls and tuning forks works, after the vibration stops, then the body returns to its normal healthy state, or it wants to return to the normal healthy state. So you get the release of hormones that helps it to do that. So you get not only the reduction of the stress hormones, but also the raising or the release of many of these healing hormones. And then the same things, the recordings do the same things, the tools do the same things, and so does the voice. And people forget how incredibly powerful their own voices are for healing. Unbelievable. I'm just so blessed with seeing so many miracles that people create for themselves using sound once they start to learn even just a little bit.
Oh my goodness. So many questions there came up in my mind. Let me see if I could sort them all out. Wow. I had no idea. Okay, my first question is, I have been exposed to crystal bowls and Tibetan singing bowls, but I never knew that you could put them on your body and actually not only just listen to, but feel it. That's fascinating to me. It makes perfect sense now, but I'm going, whenever I've been at events, you've just sort of experienced it from a distance, shall I say, and it was lovely, but I was kind of going in my mind, well, this is lovely, but...
Yeah.
but when you said you put it on your body, I'm like, wow, that makes perfect sense to me, how it's not just the sound, but you'd also get the vibration from it. How fascinating is that?
Absolutely. And the hearing the sound is helpful. If you have a recording of Tibetan bowls, there is also, even the sound of a recording is still going through you. And those beautiful wavering sounds of the old bowls are also going through you, including some of their lovely low frequencies. And when it comes to reducing muscle tension, the vibration, especially the low vibrations, Sharon, those low vibrations are the ones that seem to be most effective at really loosening up some of the muscle tissue. And it's the tightness in some of those muscles that are trying to compensate for bone against bone or whatever else is going on in the body. For me, it's a little bit of bone against bone. So if I've got tight muscles trying to compensate for that, I use the Tibetan bowls to release that and the pain goes away.
Wow, that's fascinating. Oh my goodness, that is just amazing to me. Now, when you said our own voice, what's fascinating to me is how voices can affect us. Quick little story. Years ago, when I first started dating again after the divorce, it was interesting. I met a person and went out a couple of times. And then on I think it was the third or fourth date, can't remember. It was the last one for sure. he said something to me, and what was interesting was the way he said it. It was either the tone of voice or whatever. At the time, I wasn't into body language and understanding body language and tone and timbre and all of that as I am today. And I remember it sounded just like my ex. It came, it was someone else's voice, but it just sounded like my ex, and it just resonated. I remember my body just sort of getting the shiver or the shake, and I stood up and I thanked them very much and shook their hands and left and said that, you know, that was it. Wasn't going to go through that experience again. And yet on the flip side of that, when I hear my granddaughter's voice, it's just so calming to me. So it's fascinating that you talk about voices. And now that I think about it, how quickly this all affects us. I'm just amazed that in my mind, maybe it's just me, but to me, in my mind, sound is never brought up in any of my searching for the medical healings. This is just fascinating to me because as I'm thinking about how fast it happens. Now, I know it's not like a permanent, hearing my granddaughter's voice doesn't put me into a permanent place of stress reduction, but it sure is delightful while it's happening.
Absolutely. And I'd love to share a story too, Sharon. I love your story, Sharon, because there's a whole other level to sound that we're unaware of. And I kind of found this out by accident many, many years ago. And it's partly what turned my direction into finding out more about how sound heals. And I've been a guitar teacher, as you mentioned, at the conservatory for many, many years. And about, 15 or 20 years ago, I had a group of adult students who were very nervous about performing. So what I wanted to do was create low stress situations for them to practice performing in. And at the same time, I ordered every book on stage fright that I could find. And one of the best exercises I found in there was to imagine a color while you're performing. So what that does is it distracts the critical part of the mind. And for those people who have ever studied a musical instrument or are very familiar with the part of the mind that goes, "You just played a wrong note," all of that going on.
Oh, yeah.
I get a lot of giggles and nods whenever I say that. So imagining the color worked really well, but every single time we tried it, somebody in the audience got the color. I'll never forget after one of my own performances, if I was doing a full concert, I would choose one piece to practice this with. And this lady came up after the concert. She pointed to that same piece on the program and she said, "Oh, Sharon, this piece was so beautiful. It made me imagine I was sitting by the ocean. The color of the water was so blue." And I was stunned over and over and over again. And I started to ask the question, what on earth is it that makes sound a carrier wave for thought? Mm. And so I started digging into the research. And then my whole direction, my whole life changed when I started finding out more and more and more about the power of sound. And I also took a lot of responsibility for what was going on in my own heart and in my own mind every single time I sat down to play music for other people, because I know they get that. They get what's going on with me because it's carried on the sound waves. So part of the results of using sound with the intention of healing is the whole idea of intention, because your thought and your intention is a large part of the result of any sound on you. It's carried on the sound waves, just like the news and the music and the advertisements are carried on the radio waves.
Oh my goodness. Sharon, this is just blowing me away. We need to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back in just a minute with more of Sharon Carne on sound healing and this. Okay. Let's take this break and get back right to it.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be.
After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maish Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. A recent article in the New England Journal of Medicine found that most women are confused or afraid of estrogen, and many doctors aren't comfortable treating them. My new book, called The Estrogen Window, just hit #1 bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com. and become a partner in your healthcare.
Welcome back. We're here with Sharon Karn, and she is a sound healer, as well as a author, speaker, musician, and recording artist and consultant. And we're talking about Sound Wellness, that's the name of her company, and how sound heals. And I am just blown away now that I'm hearing it. It makes a lot of sense to me. It's sort of like a duh type of moment. One thing I wanted to ask about, though, is you were talking about this carrying the healing on the waves. And one thing that came to my mind that a couple things did here. I have a friend, and years ago she told me she always hears in color. I had no idea what that meant, and I'm not sure she knew what it meant either. But I know she hadn't read this this method and this ancient philosopher or anything, but it's fascinating to me that all of a sudden you said that. I'm like, oh my gosh, that just reminds me of her and how she tells me she always hears in color. I'm curious, as I think about hearing sound, when I think of my beautiful granddaughter, when she was born, the 2 main senses she had were touch and she would respond to sound. I imagine that has a lot to do with it, sort of this ancient, primal, very kind of first sense.
Yeah, and that's a really good observation, Sharon, too, because it's very, very true. I wanted to mention that the ability to see sound, it is a condition with the senses called synesthesia, I think.
But it never seemed to affect her. That's an awful word. It's just an awful sounding word.
I think it's synesthesia. It's actually an incredible gift, because sound and light waves are related, but related by frequency. And that's a whole other thing. But I also wanted to, so probably what she's seeing are the light waves that are related to the sounds that are coming towards her.
Oh.
And another thing that you were talking about with your granddaughter in the hearing and the touch, and I never really thought about this, Sharon. It's such a wonderful statement that you made, because the touch and sound are the first 2 healers, really, before human beings could even use words to communicate with each other. We always had hearing and sound, and we always had touch. And it's been found that the fetus at 4 months, the first sense to develop in the fetus is the hearing sense. And it's the first cranial nerve to develop out of the 12 cranial nerves. And it's believed that sound is what helps to develop the brain and the nervous system. It's like the human body is a resonator for sound. Every particle of your being responds to sound. So the first sound in utero that every single one of us is exposed to is the heartbeat. The heartbeat of the mother. And sound goes through fluid faster than it goes through the air. So the sounds the baby hears in utero are quite profound. And they are slightly different, because when you put your ears in the water to listen for the sounds that are coming through the water, it sounds a little different than what you're hearing through the air. It's a different transmitting medium. But those, and also the waves of the fluid as the mother is walking, the baby kind of gets rocked back and forth and back and forth, the way the fluid moves the child in utero. So those two senses are already quite well developed when the baby is born.
Right. And that got me thinking about this idea of how, goodness, if it's such a primal type of sense, no wonder it affects us at such a deep, constant level. It's so many levels to this idea of how sound and it can affect our healing. Let's bring it forward. I want to be mindful of our time here and get all this great information, because I see this going so many ways, but I want to make sure I can stay on track here with the healing. This is just so intriguing to me, and I can think of, like, it's in so many ways, it's low cost, obviously, you know, turning on your favorite music or something like that. So many things to it. What are some ways that we can begin to explore sound and our healing, especially, like, maybe we don't know what a Tibetan bowl is or a crystal bowl is or things, or know how to even where to find a tuning fork. What are some ways we can begin to explore sound by ourselves or family members or something like that? And then we'll take it out to the kinds of things that you do and other people with your talent do that we can find further out there in the world. So what are first some tips that we can do to explore which sounds would be good for us?
Well, that too is the important thing there, Sharon, is to know that sound goes through you, to know that every particle of your being responds to the sound around you, to also know that sound is food for your nervous system, and like the food that we eat, there is junk sound, there is good sound, and there is super sound. So,
ooh, I like the sound of super sound. I hope it's as good as it sounds.
Well, the super sound goes to the one tool that you're talking about, too. The one thing that we have available to us all the time costs us nothing to use is our own voice. So let's bring together some of the things we've already talked about. One of them is the low frequencies. Now, low frequency sounds tend to help discharge excess nervous energy from your nervous system, which includes the stress response. So would it be okay just to do an exercise
Absolutely.
Together here?
Absolutely, let's go.
Oh, good. We'll invite your listeners. Now, one of the ways your body has a natural voice, and you use it every day without even thinking, because it comes from the body. And it sounds like, aww. You've done that. It sounds like,
oh.
Yeah, just like that one. Ooh, or oh, that's heavy, or a moan or a groan. All of these natural sounds of the body actually stimulates your nervous system to release endorphins that helps your body heal or manage pain. Now, we can step up the release of those endorphins by using what I call a vocalized sigh. A sigh is your body's natural voice to release excess stress. We do it all the time. Now, if you do a vocalized sigh, you increase the release of those helpful hormones that helps to reduce pain and to reduce stress. So it sounds like this. So notice I'm starting at the mid of my vocal range and letting it drop in a nice even slide right to the lowest sound my voice can go. And the effect is immediate. So can we do it together?
Sure. It sounded like something out of a horror movie, but let's go for it.
Who cares if it has the right result?
Yeah.
And that's what we're going for. Okay. So it starts with a deep breath.
That is.
And how about a couple more?
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. That's very relaxing. You end up in a very unusual state. I was surprised at how fast we went there. Let's do that again.
Okay. So tell me how that feels.
That one I didn't get quite as ringy or tony on, and it felt different. That's fascinating.
Ah, so use the singing kind of tony again?
Yeah,
okay,
do you want
to show that?
Definitely not as organized as yours, but it felt good. yours went in very smooth steps. I noticed mine. I was jumping a few notes there on the scale, but still, wow, that's very refreshing. How many did we do? Just three or something like that?
Just three. And you had a physical response on the first one.
Yeah. Well, I had a physical response in all three, and they were all slightly different. But the first and the third were significantly refreshing. The second one, interesting. So, wow, just playing with that. Now I can just hear somebody listening to this podcast and a family member walks in going, what are you listening to? But that aside, you know, guys out there, I hope you did it along with us and drop in the comment section what happened for you. Wow. No, that really, Sharon, just two of those, like I said, the second one, not so much, but the because I really didn't let the tone, I mean, it wasn't the singy kind of voice, I guess is what we call that. Wow. Very invigorating. Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. Very good point, because one of the things we have the breathy sigh, which comes from the breath. The interesting thing about the singing tone, Sharon, is that it transmits the sound of your voice more effectively through your tissues and through your body. So that's what gives the endorphins an increased response. So the singing voice is important, and it doesn't matter what you think about your voice, even if it feels like you're just putting out a croak, it doesn't matter, because your voice carries every frequency of your body. Your voice knows your body intimately. It's your perfect healing tool.
Oh, I'm so glad you bring that up, because a couple things came up for me. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to make this quote unquote noise on air. And there was a moment of ego, a moment of a little bit of stage fright that popped up. But since, you know, this is something you can do at home and in the privacy of your home, whatever, it's fascinating. I encourage you to try it out there. Just go for it. Let it go. And I've shared multiple times on my show that years and years ago, when I was in grade school, I was in choir, and then I had a really bad experience as I was going out for fifth grade choir. I was told that I couldn't be in choir, that I now, because my voice had changed, sang like a dead cow in a bucket. And I never sang again until just a few years ago when I met a woman. Her name's Barbara McAfee, and we met at a conference where we were both speaking, and she said to me, I've never met this woman. We're just chit-chatting at a dinner. And she turns to me, she says, who cursed your voice?
Uh-huh. Oh, bless her heart.
I was shocked. And at first I didn't know what it meant. But if you're out there with that kind of story in your head that someone else put in there, please, please, please just do what Sharon and I are doing here. This is so relaxing, so refreshing and invigorating. I can see where it can help unlock these voices in our head that tell us you can't sing, or you shouldn't speak up, or, you know, be quiet. There are just a lot of times that people sort of kibosh us, isn't there, as I'm going through all these things in my head. This is so fascinating to me. So, okay, I'm invigorated, as you can tell. My endorphins and everything just got flooded my system here, as you can probably tell. But what else can we do? Okay, that's going down as a real keeper there. Thank you.
Good, good. There's another sound with the voice that comes in handy when you feel that you've been up in your head a lot. If I'm writing at the computer a lot or working on problem solving, I've been up in my head and I haven't been in my body. And so I'm finding there's one good sound that can help bring back mental clarity and focus in an instant, just like we reduce stress hormones in an instant. And this one is a very strong, a very powerful sound. And it's a sound that it moves through your body like a shockwave, and it wakes you up. So if you're out driving and you get to a red light and you can't remember how you got there.
Yep, been there, done that.
Been there, done that. You wouldn't believe how many times I've done that. So many of us, when we get stressed out, we end up in that roller coaster in our head that goes round and round in circles, and we forget what we're doing right now. And we're missing out on all the beauty of life when we get to that place. And we've all been there. So this is a sound that brings you back into the present and into focus and just being there. And this is what it sounds like. And it comes from a deep, deep sound way deep in your belly. Ho!
I've heard that before. I've heard various people at Buddhist conferences and things like that do that before. I never knew what that was.
It's a very powerful sound. And if you want to try this together, as long as we don't blow out the microphones.
Yeah, turn the volume down a little bit here, but let's go for it. So it's really okay. Coming from like the deep, deep belly where the base of my breath comes from, right?
Yes, it's deep in the belly, and it's like that air pushes up through the voice with a big and the sound wave. Now, sound moves in three dimensions, so it's like a big balloon blowing up at incredible speed throughout every particle of your body and your being. So it's like it wakes everything up.
Okay,
but it has to be a big, deep, low, strong sound from the belly.
Okay, we'll give it a go here. Okay,
deep breath. Oh, that was awesome.
Wow, that's fascinating.
So how do you feel?
You're right, much more alert. Before I was sort of giddy with the first one, with the song, when the descending song voice. Wow, that you're right. I am very connected all of a sudden. Fascinating. And that was my first try at that. Wow, once you get good at that, these are great. And I'm just shocked at how instantaneous they work.
That's how powerful your own voice is. And there are many times, Sharon, if I'm driving along and there I get a cramp in my stomach or a pain somewhere, I use my voice to reduce the pain because there's nothing else available and I'm driving. I have to pay attention. But at the same time, I use my voice with the intention. Remember, intention travels on a sound wave, just like the news and the commercials and the music on a radio station. So my intention is to reduce or get rid of that pain. And I've taken some stomach cramps that have almost doubled me over are gone in 10 to 15 minutes. I just open my mouth and I use a singing tone because the singing tone travels with more focus through your body. So I use the singing tone at whatever sound comes out of my mouth. My intention is to reduce the pain or stop the pain. And it goes. So powerful.
Oh my goodness. So there's I want to use the word there. So there's a knowing or a trust that your body's going to say the right, do the singing, the right sounds are going to come out that vibrate for what's needed at that moment. Beautiful.
Yes, and you have to get the head out of it. The head can't say, oh my God, my voice sounds awful, or so-and-so said don't sing, or the head is doing all these things. You have to keep the head out of it and let the body express. Because the body expresses all the time in the, oh, and the body is always expressing its own language through the voice. So allow the body to express the pain and it releases the pain.
Oh my gosh, that's beautiful, Sharon. And just so profound in the little bit that we've learned from you in our time together. It's just, oh my gosh, this is so fascinating. Let's talk a little bit about getting the head out of it though. A couple things came to mind, especially with that noise. Please warn your partner if you're driving or something. I'm thinking that this is something you should share with your family. Like every so often I'm going to do something it's okay. I haven't lost it. I'm doing what the autoimmune hour said to do to help me heal, so give your family fair warning on some of these. I can see them kind of looking at you going, are you okay? But also, let's talk just quickly about, what do you have any good mind tricks we could play? Because I could see where there are times when we could just let that stop us, this idea of, oh, I could never make that sound. Like, my body's wanting to make the sound, but I just can't let it out. How do we talk ourselves out of those moments where we're just feeling, maybe we're even alone, but the ego is saying, you can't, blah, 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 whatever that is.
Well, that's where you have to shift your awareness. That's a brilliant question. And we spend so much of our lives up in our mind, and that's not where our lives are. Our lives are in our hearts. So shift your attention down into your heart and allow your body to feel the sound. You can even just do a hum. If I get some of those thoughts, if I notice they're getting carried away, I don't get it too much anymore. I've been through my own mindfulness practice too. Mindfulness is wonderful for me, for helping me, is through my own practice. I just notice when I'm starting to jump onto that merry-go-round, and then I bring my focus somewhere else. One thing I do if I'm out walking is I'll just listen to the birds. And my whole walk is just listening to the birds. That's one of my favorite sound meditations. Another one is to bring my focus into the body, make a hum, and then notice where I feel it. You can put your hands on your rib cage because sound goes through your bones 12 times faster than it goes through the air. So you can make a low hum and feel, or a low ah and feel the sound in your rib cage going all the way through your body. Allow yourself to remember that. You know, we evolved with sound. It's a natural part in the DNA memory of every human being on the planet. That's why when we start talking about these things, there's so much excitement because you're just remembering. It's so natural.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, my goodness. We could just go on and on, Sharon, but we're just about out of time. And I wanted to bring up, you mentioned walking and listening to the birds. And I want to bring up about the lovely gift that you have on your website called The Woodland Song. I want to encourage people, Sharon will tell us more about it, but over at soundwellness.com, go over and get her free gift because that was so wonderful. It's very relaxing. Well, Sharon, you explained to us, it's beautiful bird sounds is what it is, but more than that, I mean, I felt like I could hear the wind and, you know, the rustling and all of that. So tell us more about, I know I kind of went tangential on you there, but tell us more about your wonderful bird sounds.
Oh, thank you so much, Sharon. When I found that the three of the most healing sounds that there are for the human being are wind, water, and birdsong, we evolved with these sounds too. And so I created a CD to start just for using for me to help me stay focused when I had a lot to do. Knowing now water, there's water in the soundtrack to help keep the body relaxed because water consists of a lot of low frequency sounds. And remember, low frequencies help to discharge excess emotional energy from the nervous system. So that's why we love sitting by the ocean or watching a creek or have little fountains in our home. Because the water helps us release some of that excess energy. Birdsong, on the other hand, is high frequencies, which help to charge the mind and the nervous system. So it helps to keep your brain alert and focused. And another thing birdsong does, because the brain is always looking for patterns, it can't find any patterns in birdsong. So the brain is going to stay alert and focused because it's always looking for patterns. At the same time, the body is relaxed from the water sounds. So when I started using it myself and thought, oh my God, this is awesome, I have to get it out to more people because it'll help them so much. So for anyone who joins our newsletter list on our website, once you confirm your wish to be part of our newsletter list, then you receive a link to download the whole 60-minute track. So you can upload it to your computer, you can put it on your phone, you can listen to it wherever, and just play with it.
Oh, and I love it. I downloaded it, and I'm listening to it all the time. It is, you're right, it is so relaxing. And I'm glad you explained to me why it's relaxing. I had heard the music, or the water in the background, and it's almost as you can hear the wind and everything. It's just lovely. And it does take you away. It does take you away. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to have you back on because we just ran out of time. And this was so fascinating on how sound heals. Thank you for sharing the tips on the things that we can do right away to change and to play with. And I encourage you out there to just play with it. This is all about, you know, as Sharon said, our lives are in our hearts, not our heads. So just get out of your head and play with some of these sounds. And once you make the sound, take a moment and say, okay, how do I feel? What happened there? And either repeat it or not. So fascinating. I love this. It's inexpensive, or cheap, actually. In most cases, free to do, isn't it? Be sure. Now, Sharon, how can we get and learn more about you, though, and your amazing work, and where we can learn more about sound healing and sound wellness?
You can go to our website, Sharon, at soundwellness.com. And there's also social media links there for LinkedIn and Facebook. I have a Sound Wellness Facebook page and put up inspiring things about sound and music. And you're most welcome to come join me on my personal page. There I share how to use the voice every day. I also do a live Periscope using the voice with one of the chakras every day, so people can practice using the voice as I do the live video, share the live video with them. There's a whole pile of ways that you can come and stay in touch and learn more about sound. I have about 200 articles that are making the way back up onto the blog. So there's tons of stuff there.
Oh, fantastic. It is a great blog, and it's soundwellness.com. And her name is Sharon Karn. And if please reach out to her if you're fascinated by her work, because as you've heard today, and if you've played along with us today, you see how powerful it is and how quickly it works. So thank you so much, Sharon, for being my guest on the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio today. I'm just dumbfounded and spellbound by your work and how fast it works and just how deep it can go. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here, Sharon. It's been so much fun chatting with you, and such an honor to be here.
Now, everyone, go have a great weekend, whatever your adventures, and as always, enjoy.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
Never has there been a better time for women to hack success. The shift is on and the breakthroughs are real. We're taking success to a whole nother level. Join us at the Women's Success Summit, a gathering of dynamic, smart women helping women. We want to learn about you and what you have to offer. Bring your A game and be prepared to transact some business. Oh, and by all means, dress to impress.
Register at ewomennetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.